Beyond the Mic with Sean Dillon.
We're joined on the Star Line by Rock and Roll Hall of Famer, drummer for Lynyrd Skynyrd. His long-awaited album, Anthems, honoring the music of Lynyrd Skynyrd, is now out. Welcome, Artemis Pyle.
Hey, Sean. Texas. All right, Texas.
Let's go, Artemis. Let's go Beyond the Mic. Why was putting together this project so important for you, and how did Kent Wells get exactly the sound you wanted?
Kent Wells, good question. Thank you, Sean. Kent Wells is Dolly Parton's producer of 35 years. He is a genius. He is one of the greatest singer-songwriters I've ever heard, but he's known as a producer in Nashville. He has credentials. He is respected by people in Nashville, and that's hard because Nashville has got a bunch of shenanigans.
Yes.
And Kent helped us navigate the ins and outs of the Nashville way of doing things. He got me the best drum sound I've ever had. Seriously, my drum sound is so fat. I got that fat Nashville drum sound, so I'm happy. Sonically, he got my band, which is Brad Durden on lead vocals, Jerry Lyda, Scott Raines, Dave Fowler, and myself, Artemis Gomer Pyle USMC. And there's five of us. We've been together 15 years. We play the Skynyrd stuff better than any band in the world. I'm 75. They're like in their 60s. They grew up in Alabama and Florida and Georgia and the Carolinas, Tennessee, Kentucky. So we are a true Southern band. And these guys are all successful businessmen. We don't do this band for money. Because they're successful in every way, but they do it because they love this music as much as I do. They play it with respect and honor and accuracy. And we went in the studio and laid down these tracks, and some of them were first takes.
Wow.
You know, some of them were first takes. And then we had sonically, Kent Wells got us this great sound using modern technology. And that's what we wanted to do, Sean. We wanted to put a little shine, a little polish, you know, because why record a bunch of songs that have already been recorded? You know, we wanted to put a little modern technology, recording techniques, and then bring in all of these amazing vocalists that put their hearts and souls into these performances. I mean, Dolly Parton, Sammy Hagar, Warren Haynes, Ronnie Dunn from Brooks and Dunn. I love what he did with Sweet Home Alabama. Just everybody put everything they had into these roles because these songs, because they're singing to Ronnie, a fellow singer, songwriter, performer, and they know who Ronnie is. And that's what makes me feel good. You know, they know who Ronnie is. And we were able to get Gary Rossington, who we lost him a year ago today. And Gary played his iconic slide solo with Dolly on Freebird, and that was not easy to get done. That was not easy. And we got it done, and then we lost Gary. And that's the last thing that he ever recorded, Sean.
How does music soothe your soul and warm your heart, especially in Texas?
Music is the language of the universe.
Amen.
And by the way, we love playing Texas. We play Texas all the time. We come out there all the time. Amarillo, you know, everywhere, Houston. I mean, last year, just before the holiday season, you know, we were out there, and we love the big sky country. I've ridden horses my whole life. So coming to Texas, you know, is always, we love it out there. We can't wait to get back. We've got a gig. Some friends of ours have thousands of acres, a private ranch, and they're bringing us out there in a couple of months. I think it's past Amarillo, quite a ways, you know, out there west. And so, you know, we love it out there. But music, Sean, has saved my life. To your question, you know, to be in the language of the universe, music. When I was down and out, and I've been, you know, I've had airplane crashes and car wrecks and motorcycle wrecks. I've been shot and stabbed. I've been falsely accused. you know, when I've been down and out, music has always saved me. And being the drummer of Lynyrd Skynyrd, I'm never going to be the former drummer. And everybody says that. And I understand why, because, you know, like the former whatever. But we didn't quit. We had an airplane crash. And I will always be the drummer of Ronnie Van Zant's Lynyrd Skynyrd. And we honor that by playing this music and taking Skynyrd music into places that the big bands won't even consider. A lot of those bands out of Nashville, they won't get on a tour bus for less than $100,000. And we don't mind working for our money. No band, let me give you an example. This is how much we love music. We had a gig in Rio Doso, New Mexico with Lori Morgan. We got on our tour bus, 1999 Prevo, keep her clean as a pen. We found out in Texas that she's fast, too. And we drove to Rio Doso, New Mexico, 5 days on that bus for one gig. Went out there, did the gig, and back. 5 days on the bus for one show. There's no band in the business, man, that does what we do. We've got an incredible crew. We have a driver that drove for ZZ Top and Billy. You know, and Billy, I love Billy. You know, Billy and Gary Rossington were good friends. And Paul Rogers from Bad Company came to Gary's service. So, you know, nobody in the business does what we do. We love the music that much. We don't mind working for our money. We're not greedy. And this album, Anthems, Ronnie wrote hit songs. He wrote hit albums. But Ronnie wrote Anthems. And they'll be here 1,000 years from now. Now, our record company came up with that name. I love it. I was calling the album a tribute to Ronnie Van Zant and his band. But that was the working title. But Anthems, our record company is Get Joe Records out of Texas, Dallas.
Artemus Pyle, his album Anthems, honoring the music of Lynyrd Skynyrd, now out. And he joins us for one big question. Artemus, is there anything worse than blood-sucking weasel attorneys?
Well, I wrote a song about them. It's on my album, Artemus Venomous. And, you know, I wanted to be an attorney, but I just didn't have the mind to remember case law. And I don't want somebody's life in my hands and me being a flake. You know, and so I stick to what I know, and I can run a bulldozer, I can fly an airplane, you know, but what I love doing the most is playing drums. And, you know, I have respect for good attorneys. There are many great attorneys that do stuff for children, the environment, you know, they're out there. But I just didn't have what it takes. You know, you got to be able to remember case law, because that's important in pleading a case. And I've been watching everything on television with the Supreme Court and everything. You have to have your act together, man, to go before the Supreme Court. So or any court, you have to know what you're doing. And so behind a set of drums, I know what I'm doing.
His long awaited album Anthems, honoring the music of Lynyrd Skynyrd, is out. Artemus Pyle, thank you so much for taking the time to talk with us today.
Blood-sucking weasel attorneys.
And that, my friends, is a Beyond the Mic Shortcut.